Shusam Mori. We have Mishnah and Bez and Bez. It says, Ain't clean Tachas and Ner, cannot put a clean underneath a Ner, the cowboy is a Shemen. The Gemara says, Who did he cannot put a clean underneath a Beitza? How the top of a Beitza is Machlaikis, Kun Dar Chiz on top of Beitza is Mutter. The Gemara has two reasons why the Mechalkin underneath the Beitza was on top of the Beitza. Either we have Rabbah's reason, Atzelish Ein and Motzai will be also Motzai is Mutter. And Yosef's reason, Mitzah Mavata Klima Chalai. The Gemara goes on further and brings down the Yitzchak Shita. He held just like you cannot put a plate underneath the Mekabla Beitza, Hujan on top you cannot. Mitzah the Yisayiv Enkli Nittel, Eladova Nittel. Just like you cannot be Metautel the Beitza, you cannot move a plate or bowl or kli towards to protect this Beitza over here. So first, what is the reason behind that? What's the story behind it? So Rashi and Beyal and Daf Lama Vav, Rashi says it's Machlikis between the Meshimin and Yehuda. The get to Mukta Makalius, according to Yehuda, that holds the get on Mukta. Therefore, Yitzchak says to be Machma Enkli Nittel El Davar Nittel. Masha Enkli Nam Shimon, the Baal Amor went this way, the Baal Iter, and they will come out to be passed like Shimon. There won't be any Chum of Enkli Nittel. They do point out when you learn the Gemara and Dafim Gimel Beis by the Shem today, it's clear that Rashi did not understand that's a one of the Machlikis of here of Enkli Nittel. On the Gilead in the page of Kiveh, really points out, of course, there is Rashi. The Chassam by Osnaf Membeis wants to answer the Steerah's Rashi. The Mice, we have one Malach, the Machlik is Enkli Nittel, the Shell Enkli Nittel, that depends upon of Shimon and of Yehuda. A second reason over here is that the Orzerua and Hilchos Shabbos and Laman Zayin, he wants a title that we are doing something for Dovah Enkli Nittel, in essence being Metautel Shloy Litzarab Shabbos. Since the idea of Muksa is Metautel things for Shabbos is Mutter, but Shloy Litzarab Shabbos, Mecham Litzal is Osir, since here, come to say the Beitzel, come to say the Shemin, is nichol together of Shulot Tzarek Shabbos. That's why it's also. A third way of saying over, a similar idea, from Zalman, he says over that the idea when you metaltal a Kli for the Beitzel, the Kli is now like an extension of the Beitzel. The Kli is an extension of the Shemin. Just like the Shemin is Mukso, he also is Mukso. Again, we see the Sugya by Bosses, that the thing underneath is like an extension of the thing on top. He also, Enkli Nittel is the same Yisrael over here, is an extension of the Chifetz itself. The Rav Moshe Dibros has four Pshatim over here. The kids have this is the Yisrael over here. That's the reason why the music wants to be Machmeh. Three different ideas over here. The question is, what is the gather of Enkli Nittel, Eladava Nittel? That means the Chakir among the Achronim is, when you're doing something, you have an act that you come to effect, and you have the Tachas, what you come to go do it for. For example, when you have the tzitzis that are coming off your ner, falling on top of the table, you want to put your bowl there to capture the tzitzis to protect the table. Enkli Nittel ela Dovah Nittel. What's a Dovah Nittel? Is it the fact over here that your tachlis says you want to protect the table, and the Dovah Nittel is a table, and therefore be mutter? Or no, but your pula that you're doing is to capture the tzitzis. And therefore, capturing the tzitzis, the tzitzis of others mukta on Shabbos. And therefore, you cannot take a bowl to capture the tzitzis. Is it long as Enkli Nittel, a Dovah Nittel? What's a Dovah Nittel? Your tachlis or the pula that you're doing? So Rashi writes that from Beis and Beis, when he understands the sugya of Mavatikli Mecholai is intertwined with the sugya of Enkli Nittel, also a Dovah Nittel, he speaks out very clearly. He says, and therefore, you have a bayah putting a plate underneath the mekabel and the tzitzis as Enkli Nittel. That means Rashi seems to understand the Dovah Nittel means not your tachlis, it means the pu'ula that you're doing, capturing the tzitzis, that's a problem over here.
How do you say that from Rashi?
Sorry? Rashi writes it. Afkav the tzitzis, not the tachli, he says it, it's in black and white. Rashi says those words. Yet, in the Sugya, when they had the case of Korah Gabi Ner, Mechab brings down a Rish Ayin Zayin on Sefei, Kamlun Rashi and Kuf of Aleph says, what is the case over there? When the Gemara brings down the Sugya Enkli Nittel, says Rashi over there, it's Latzol of the Koyo. I mean, you have to realize, that's when you have the bowl over there to cover the Ner to protect the beam. Now the beam is Mukso and the Ner is Mukso. What's Mechub Lekarko? But what is the Dovah Nittel over there? Is it Dovah Nittel the beam or Dovah Nittel the Ner? So Rashi speaks out, but at the end of the day, the Koyra is the Dovah Nittel. That means, what are you coming to protect? The beam. That means, we have one Rashi says, that Tzaitzis is the Dovah Nittel, the pu'ula and not the table. We have another Rashi that says, what's the davantul? The koiro, which will come to protect, and not the ner. Who has to use Rashi? But let's take a little local. When the Taz and the Mishmuah and the Reishai and Zainu, they say it over. Also, they say, what's the side of the ner covering it? Why the mice is the mutter? So we don't go like a Yitzchak. The situation over here is the tzarech the koiro. That means again, Rashi was brought out a local, like the Taz and the Mishmuah say. The protection is Dova Anatol, coming to protect the beam over here. That you could say a little bit different between the Tzaisis and the Ner.
What should it say?
Should say it's coming to cover the Ner. The Dova Anatol is the Ner. And therefore, according to Yitzchak, would be also the Ner is Moksa. That means you're covering the Ner to protect the beam.
Just what
the Tzaisis say. Right. Now you could say the Tzaisis drop different. The Tzaisis, you makabal it mamish. Masha inking the bowl around the Ner. It's over on top of it. Could be Ulay Machalik. The Taz goes on further. But the case of discussing you do Tashmish on Yontif by covering the Ner. So the Chur, when you cover the Ner, according to Yitzchak, ain't clean it of Tzarech Dova Nittel. Now, what's the Dova Nittel? You come to cover the Ner for you to do Tashmish. Shushu answered, well, if the Kaira is we're doing it for is protecting the Kaira, Tashmish might is Mutter because you're the Dova Nittel. And for the Taz, you know why it's Mutter? We do not pass like a Yitzchak. That means it has understanding. What's the Dava Nittel? The Ner. That means in one line after another, the Taz separates, what makes says two different things what the Dava Nittel is. One time it says the Dava Nittel like crashes the Kairo and not the Ner. Then he goes on further and says, what's the Negate Tashmish? It's the Ner and not the Tashmish. And therefore, we don't pass like a Yitzchak with Seder. One Kasher, take another Kasher. We have a Sigim Sochem Davov, everyone learned the Shiv Shiva Sechtas. Over there, Gemara says that someone takes finds chometz inside his house in Yontif, go take it out of his house, and therefore you have it in the chotzer, and take a kli and cover the chometz. In fact, places on the page, and all the Rishon over there. The Ritva on the Erzurah, Mam Chalav, Toys of Chachma, Anli, Toys of Men of Paris, Toys of Shans, Chedusha, Yuan, Toys of Rosh, and others. They say, how in the world are taking a kli to cover the chometz? And Maisa ain't clean little as a Dovah Nittel, according to Yitzchak should be also. How do you go do this? Now let's analyze it. Why are you coming the Chometz for? For you not to go see it. So, directly we show you Makasha ain't clean little. And all of them answer, at least twice in the first Torah, Tzarech Mekoimoi. That means understanding what is it for. It's the Chometz and not for you. Goes on Taisha says a second turret and says, no, Dima Oslam Michla, you'll come on to go eat it. What's the second turret? Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, says Shlomo Zalman, that's cool with the Machlik is a two turotzer. The one time the first turret is understanding who's it for, it's for the Maisa covering the Chomets protect you, but it's the Chomets that's the Dava Nittu. The second turret says, no, but you're the Dava Nittu because you don't want to go eat it. That's very nice that Shlomo Zalman, Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that's he said the second turret Taisha. Why should Hashem say it another way? Speaks out the Ritva, speaks out the Taisa Rosh. What do you say to the second Malach? Dim Oslo Michla, you might come to go eat it. They send you to the Gemara and Shabbos at Kufdin Dal Nova Beis. The Gemara at Kufdin Dal Nova Beis says, how in the world can you take all these packages and put it on top of these pillows and blankets? Maisel Vatakli, the Gemara said, Sabal Chaim Deraisa, should be Doichel. The Indian are putting these pillows and blankets underneath. But first you have to realize, that when they're, we shouldn't have sent it over the Ritva, they're saying, Atzav L'chaim, what should you go do? Really, Gemara Atzav L'chaim means you should open up the packages and let them fall and break to the ground. Rashi said, no, that's not the story. Rashi should open up the packages and put pillows and blankets underneath. And if Moravon wants to bring a rayo, they get to have some Ruba Koloyun. Ritva says the same thing. It says, open up the packages from the animal on the back of the rope that fall to a bit of Klima Choloyun. But just like over the din deraisa tzav lechaim muvatik l'machanoi, here also the din of Hashem will come to eat chometz which is deraisa will come to cover the kli. I mean, says Rishonim, so not like somehow Shlomo Zalman and Rav Kamenetsky, that even the second teretz teresa is saying the vada will cover the chometz over here, and that's a davar nittel. Either it's mutter al tzarech mekaymoi, says the Ritva, Or it's mutter, because just like the idea of tzar b'lachayim be mevatel, with the kli, the idea of inichom which come to alone to mevatel and kli nittel. So come down over here, the what's the Rishonim was saying, the davar nittel, is the chometz. Not like that the Taz Mishmur is saying it's a case of the beam and not the nair. Take a step further, make a serious Mishnah Berurah. We have the Lochan by us in Simon Shin Ches, Sif Lama Dalad, the Sukh of Graf Shul E. Over there, the Mechab brings down, you have case of Ri, case of Kiyo, case of Tsoya. The Lochan depends on where you are. If you're Mokum Di Rosoi, the Lochan is take it up, you're dying. If you're not Mokum Di Rosoi, the Lochan is just cover it. What's the chiddush of just covering it? Why cover it for? So the Musa Strad says, you might think you cannot cover it, it might come out, come in Mutalka Mux to be a dayim. That's his chiddush. By the way, the Mishabuah, our quote Sagras, says the reason why we come to tell you to cover it, says you might think you cannot cover it, because enkli nittel el tzarev davar nittel, kamash blon, we do not pass like a Yitzchak. Now what do you have to say that you want to cover? The Gemara says you're covering the tzayar, because the child get dirty with tzayar. They're full with dirt. So the tachlis is mitzvah the kid. The pula you're doing is a tzayar. Says the Mishmur, but esem, this is a case of enkli nittel el tzarev davar nittel, should be osir. Except we don't pass like a Yitzchak. Says the Mishmur, what's the davar nittel? The tzayar. Not the child. Who comes out? It's a serious Mishnah Berurah. One time he's saying that davar nittel is a koira and not the ner. One time he's saying it's a tzayar and not the cotton. The Zirayim discussing, already mentioned it twice, there's a Mishnah in Tomen Parakei Mishnah that says when you have a shirt to the base of Mikdash, take it out to Mokhtan Dakaris, and then cover it. Directly Reim, I enkli nittel el tzarev davar nittel. According to Bitzki, what do you do with this Mephorsha Mishnah over here? So, entered the Reim. Tzarech Mekoymoy, like how you answer Tzarech Mekoymoy. Again, why are you covering it for? For the canon. What are you covering? A sheretz. So the Davar Nittel, he's saying, is the pool they're doing, and not your tachlis. Tosfos in Erev Yudaf and Dalad discusses a case where you have a Meisas Masriach who smells over here, and you want to go inside your sukkah, and therefore not to, and you don't want to smell over here. So it says, go take a kli and go cover the mace over here so you can go inside your sukkah. The Tosfos says, I ain't kli nittel. You know why? You're doing it mitzvah the chai. It's not you're doing it on the mace, you're doing it mitzvah the tachlis of the chai. So the thing about Mamash is the same case. The case of Beis HaMikdosh, you're covering the sheretz for the kahanim, and the davar nittel is a sheretz. The case of the sukkah, you're covering the mace for the chai, the davar nittel is a chai. Which one is it? Both, neither. Well, Mamash, it's not like it's a stiro, or at least has to be addressed. What do we should exactly hold over here? Like one last case, we have a case over here that a person wants to feed his animals on Shabbos. Now, the animals are a case over here that are muksa. Can you bring food to animals on Shabbos when Mazanos Nalecho? Can you bring them water, what to go drink? How can you give food to an animal that Mazanos Nalecho? It's anything that tells our Dava Nittel. So, come on the Ozrua, and he wants a tango, since you're bringing the Kli for the water, and therefore the Kli is a chelik of the water, therefore you're allowed to bring the Kli for the water. I mean, the kli is mitzvah the water. I got the tachlis for the animal. The same thing, davar nittel is the water, not the tachlis of the animal. So it seems to me again, a shaila among the shen clearly how to look upon things. Do you look at the tachlis, or do you look at the pool that you're doing? Be ikir do not pass like the shita. Let the oilam grapple with a serious mishnah brua. How to see how to answer it. All that chayin and malakim deal with it. What's the davar nittel over here? Next. We have a statement over here, enkli nittel elo davar nittel. So it says enkli. Enkli nittel. What about oichel? Is oichel nichel negeder of kli? Can you bring a oichel to an animal? So we'll see today, we'll look at a sugya by case of kikir v'tinik by a mace. The Dr. Moshe brings down a verse Mordechai. Why do people say the word kikir and tinik? Can you move a kli shemak to leheter? Why doctor kicker? Why doctor tinnik? They want time to know why. The court of Yitzchak ain't clean until the davar nittel. So you can't take a clean heter. A mace is the davar nittel. It's also. They have an ain't clean nittel. Come tell you cases. Then another kalim. We're saying a kicker, a tinnik, that's mutter. And therefore there's no problem. Just mentioned before though, Surah says, as long as you bring the plate for the water, I have bring the water for the animal, that did not bother him. The animal, the mice, the food is not nichol and bayah kli. As long as dafkim yuchud the inkli nichol. Inkli nichol. I can't Shalom Zalman somehow want to go against Rishonim. You want to tie in a circle safe. You bring it for the davar that's aser, he wants to answer it. It seems to be that the Rishonim, if you want to be meikel, say inkli nichol. It could be dependent upon the lumdus you start off at the beginning. What's the son of inkli nichol and davar nichol? If you understand it's machlekes of Shimon, if you don't get the sugya moksa, so over here there's no moksa by erchlin of it's mutter. If you understand that you said over here shloim tzar klal, the idea of the ozerua, so come down over here shloim tzar klal meisim mutter by erchlin. You sound like Rishon Lezamel shitosai. The idea of inkli nittel is extension of the dava nittel meis is also the inkli nittel also should be erchlin should also be also. Could be it's a shitosai mahalach. If you get the shenim. Again, we'll see clearly that Kamoisha brings down the Gosh Mordechai, best of Rabbi Yohanan Nachtov, where clearly the law is that Ba'ichu won't have this Chumrah. Having to get to Michael Behemo, where he spoke out last week, Michael Behemo is not like Michael Odom, is Mutter Shloy Tzar Klal. Has a getter of Klish Malach Leheter, has a getter of a Keli. Therefore, Echlami Yapisar, the Svarim should say, will be Nechel Chumrah according to Yitzchak of Eichli Nettel. And go upon either old Svarim should be Maisa Osir, who are not like the Megiddo Ashmo. Now, it comes down as negate to inkli nittel, ella dovai nittel, which is the same thing. What's a dovai nittel? It's dafka kalin, or even maichel behemo. Now, here it says not the word kli, it's inkli nittel, ella le dovai nittel. Change your words. Don't say ella kli nittel, nittel. It says ella dovai nittel. So, Tosfos and Nachum Gimel discusses how the world is more saying, discussing putting a saddle on an animal to ask for it after being mishtamish of the animal. The court to put a saddle top of an animal should be also ankle nittel el adova nittel. The behemoth is moksa. And how can you put on top of an animal over here? Seth Tyson says, you know why? Because Be'etzim, you can't move an animal. You can be dotted in, we know already. You can be Moshe, pull, push over there. Since Be'etzim, you can't move from place to place. Therefore, Be'etzim, it's not nittel in the idea of not dova nittel, because Be'etzim is something that can't move from place to place. You shouldn't understand that an animal is. Tosfos says, "Rav be a bit from Yosef. Something can move from place to place. Who says not the way? Again, I mentioned before. Lazarua says, how in the world we get a plate to put in water inside for an animal? He says the reason why he can't is a plate for the water, and the water has no chum of inkli nittel. But animal, but etzim is something he cannot pick up and carry. It's nichol the chum of the davar nittel over here. So he says, if so, I just answer says Lazarua, I can put give a plate full of water for animal. How give straw to an animal? Straw, how am I bringing that to an animal?" You know what? Tzab l'chaim. Tzab l'chaim is doicha muksa, it's doicha enkli nittel, zarek dava nittel. Hashlom and ma'oris, they say, it's a sugi, ain't tzab l'chaim. So it comes out, l'maisa is a person, metaltel, is enkli nittel, dava nittel, negate an animal not. So machlok shalom be mishayim. Everyone agrees negate to food, it's mutter, shal is why. Either because the animal, you'll have to give them food, or it's a sugi, tzab l'chaim. But let's say it's not negate to food. For example, case if you want to put your basket in front of a freichim on Shabbos. A vatkin machon is no problem because Gemara says you can shoot away miyad. Was there baya putting it in front of a freichim according to Vitzchak and clean it davar nittel? So Tosfos by us in Nachum Gimel Amun Aleph, when discussing according to Vitzchak, what do you do different mishnayisim? He left out, he did not ask a question to get to the sugya of Sal. He left it out. You couldn't answer why. You can stand the sugya in front of an animal, maisa, there's no baya and clean it davar nittel because the animal is no problem. My situation that from Gimel Beis says not the way. He said negate putting a front of a sala, a sal front of a freyach. My says a problem. No ban the miri. That means it seems to be arguing that dovah nittel negate the case of an animal or not. A similar case they discuss when you say inkli nittel or dovah nittel. Let's say the thing is bad. It's muksa. Be a heter to metalkel. Example: something is a graft shall be, so it can't be metalkel. Except bad. It's muksa. So that nichol the chumra according to Yitzchak over here. Shiraz was discussing the sugya bein daf lamavov when there's lav dripping inside your house over here, discussing if it's roi, if it's not roi. He said according to Yitzchak, even if it's not roi, it's a case of a graph. How do you move something there? It's on the sugya of graph. Even if not, what would you have to be over here? Ain't cling to elavah neto. You have to answer the sugya over there. That means he seems to understand that even though you have a right to go move it, the circle so it's not davah neto. But Talashani, the Shidim Kubetz over there, and Ram Shiv, he wants to know only over there to be Machmer, because until it was not a graph yet, till it falls down. So you want to be machmuk, it's not a graph yet. When it is a graph, it has to have a total. So it is the pile of dova and nittle. A similar question discussed by a case of a mace. Can you move a kicker or tinnik on top of a mace? And now the mace is nichel get it of moving it, because now I can move the mace over here. So again, the Dr. Moshe, we'll see you again today, the Goyes Mordechai, the Rav Yoh, he brings down the Shoshain over here. It says the reason why I took Dr. a kicker and tinnik, not klishimak leheter, the coin to Yitzchok. That means even though you'll have a head to the metal to the mace, when you put the thing on top of it, the mace is not enough. Somehow, I'll get him Shlomo Zalman. He seemed to not collect his Yishayim. He says, what do you mean? And the coin to Yitzchok should not be a problem over here. Because circle safe is double and little. This mace can't be moved over here. One other case to discuss is about case of Klishim Lak Lenisser. Is that Nichol Dover, the case of Inkli Nittle El Dover Anittle? Is it Dover Anittle? Ain't Dover Anittle? So you could tell me, depending upon the Yisrael of Sugimach Lakis, is Klishim Lak Lenisser, is Xerish Total, was Nichol Geda Sugim Lak Tso? About the Sugim of Karni Du'umni, Gmong on Kultan Dalit, they were sharing to discuss what Muxa is Karni Du'umni. Is it Klishim Lak Lenisser? Is it Muxa Mach Meskuvai? Is it Ksar Kis? What Muxa are we discussing? Speaks out the Ramban. He says, if the case over here of Klishim Lak Lenisser, then if so, then according to Yitzchok, the Chorah won't be the problem. According to Yitzchok, why should there be a problem over here? Sarkal Saif, you can move it to Sarkal Kainway. Therefore, the Ramban speaks out clearly in the gate of Klishim Lak Lenisser, not in the gate of Enkli Nittel. But the Maisa, these are different questions than Enkli Nittel. Look, the Maisa, how do we pass it? So, I assume the Elam saw the Rif, because the Baal Moz upon the Rif. Rif and some of Rav says, but the sugya of kanin omni, the gemara mechalk is something is heavy, therefore you cannot be metalkal if it's usher, put these glasses on top of the heavy blankets, on top of these blankets, mashing is something is light. The loch is you can't be metalkal it and put on top of these pillows and blankets, it's how the sugya has to move off. Says the Rif over there, we can, from this sugya that we come to have to move, have to move it, from the Rav Huna's statement over here, we see nalak of Yitzchok of Enkli Nittle. We see clearly Rav Huna that the fact that Mechaptin and Hefson Mu'ud to Hefson Ruba, not like a Yitzchok. Now, if I understand the Gemara, Lachem Gimel obeys, the Gemara says, the Rashashis told us Talmidim, go out to go tell the Yitzchok, the what are you saying over here, Yitzchok ain't clean it to Allah Dava Nito? Rav Huna already said the Maisat Smutter, go tell Mr. Rav Huna. They point out, with the appell on the Rif. The Rif says, how do I know that we do not pass like a Yitzchok? Because the Gemara by Rav Huna be mechapti that have to move, have to move it. Lachur, our Gemara writes clearly there Rav Huna holds and clean it to the Vanito. The Gersel Fenenu, let's want to change the Gersel. The Gersel Fenenu Gemara says, Rav Shesha says, go tell Rav Yitzchok that you're not the mechadish over here. Rav Huna already says the mice is the same halacha. When Lachur is a kasho. So these are a balamor over here, which I assume again is on the Marmokim sheet. So El Masor, the numerous stages that the Balmor speaks out. I like to, he has like 10 stages over here. I just bring down the points that he says, first couple of stages. That's very important. The local Maestro comes out from the Balmor. The first thing he says over is, Gemara gets Mechalk in the case of the Hefsim Mu'ud and Hefsim Mu'ud. Why are they being Mechalk over here? So the simple, when you send the sugyo, the Gemara be mechalk to the Mitzvah, the sugyo of Vata Kli Me'achonai. The Baal Mor starts off, that's not the sugyo. The sugyo is Enkli Nittle El Adova Nittle. It's a Yitzchok. That's the Yisrael over here. That means the first point he says, what's the halacha of Enkli Nittle? The halacha is the Maaseh says the Baal Mor, it's Osir, and the Gemara be Mata Hefsim Ruba, that's matching Enkli Nittle. Hefsim Ruba is matching Enkli Nittle. The Rabban, says, what are you talking about? Enkli Nittle is also even Heftimubo. It's Kamarais against it. That's Aleph. The second thing we see in the Baal Mor versus Ramban is what the Gemara is being Mechamtin Heftimubo versus Heftimuot. The Ramban is saying it's the Gert of Sugi of Vatakli Machonai. Masha Enki and the Baal Mor is saying, no, that's Sugi of Enkli Nittle. That's Aleph. The second very important thing goes on further in the Baal Mor. He says, what Muxa are we discussing over here? By this Karni de Umni. Again, you have this animal with these blood-letting objects in the back of a camel. You want to open up the packages and it falls down on top of your pillows and blankets. What's the problem with the Karni De'umni? Why are they muksa for? What muksa is it? So he says, is it muksa bach masmich, sarikis? He says, the mice, at the end of the day, this Karni De'umni is loy chosin lemiti. You're not using these bloodletting objects for anything else. And since it's not chazing letzarach gufon, therefore you cannot move it also letzarach mekaymon. Ad kan balamar. That means that you study this already something called category 2, sugbet, a klishim like this has no ishtamshis at all. Come on, we saw the Tila David. He brings down who's the Mayamokum, the Makar, to ask this. It's this Balamor. The Balamor is saying very clearly, was the Bayan the Gemara? Why could not move it to a group of Mekaimon? You know why? Because it's not chosy for anything to go use it. The male is no head to serve Mekaimon. That means a gap to Kli, but has no use in Shabbos. It's nichli get a Muksumach Maskufoy. That's the Balamor. How do we, Maisa, the newest form, point out, well, look, Maisa, we do not seem to go this way. Although it's an argument, which would not seem to go this way. So we said either you can say, Echlam, it's Machlosh Yishayim, we saw Taisa in that Flavavav, so the Rashba, well, they argue the Balamar. Or a Svart Machalik, the one of Taino, Simcha Bonim, and others. It really depends what the Kli over here, the Tachlis of the Kli. But every time you have a Kani to Omni, even if it's right to cover a bottle, when you take this Kani to Omni and cover a bottle, it's disgusting. You want to do it. Even if it had a function, you wouldn't use it. If you want to make sure pages do not fly away, would not use a kind of omni. That means a chesaron in the chetzel of the kli. Masha'enkin, all other cases of kli shumat v'isla, there's no ishtamshis of etter. Betzim, if I found the ishtamshis, I'll go use it. I have no problem with using the kli. Page are flying away, I'll put it on top. You'd be using a bal kap kol kavod, except I have so many kelim around to go use, why use it for? So one time for the balamor, being reminded that he come to be machmor, what we call sugbet kli shemak leisser, is no raya. The idea of the balamor dafka, the keli itself will never use, even if it had another function over here.
Why would you use this keli?
Because it's a bloodletting object, that's mius. Would you use a potty for something else? A potty would be a good example. I don't think you can argue that. That's a good case according to the balamor. Now it goes on further, the Balamar, and he says that the whole idea that we know that we paskin that mavatkin machonei minyan is mutter, the shoah hefs the mubal, and the kol yom lemais is ulcer. Says the Balamar, no, that's the sugya enkli nittel. Negate the sugya of mavatkli, it's mutter for hours on end. Lemais it's mutter. Because he's switching the sugya around and saying the whole idea of machonein hefs the mubal, hefs the muat, is sugya enkli nittel. He wants to come along and say that Lashaw Lamais is Mutter, unfortunately, we should Lashaw is Mutter. A fourth point he goes on further and says, but Lamais wants I cannot be Metatle. So he has a bay over here. If so, you're leaving it here all day. What happened to the studio bosses? How did I take it off slowly? We inspect the Balamar, the Hashem is Kasha. We're saying over here, what are you doing? You're shaking it off slowly. You shake it off slowly. Why? There's something on top of it. Something top of something else is the bosses. How in the world are being minar this kani de umni over here? That means that basically the question is, you have a boss on Shabbos, can you shake it off? That means we saw the Magavam and Simish and Ches of Kotun Nun bring down four tours among the Rishayim. They brought down the three in Taisu that Beis of an Aleph in Bayah. And the fourth territory brings down this Balamar. Also Magavam and Simish and Ches brings down this Balamar. Balamar gives two Tuotsim. The Magavam brings down both Tuotsim. Number one, there's no boss on Shabbos. If there are Ben Hashmoshes as bosses, on Shabbos there's no concept of bosses. That means you have an object that's Isser on top of your pillows, go pick it up, no problem. Go Menara, no problem. Number two, he says, second time, since you plan to remove it on Shabbos, no Sugya bosses. Two different Tirotsim.
Everyone agrees there's no bosses
on Shabbos. No, he's the one who says it. Balamar says it. And Tosfos is old, most Rishonim do not agree with him. However, come on, the Mishnah Berurah based on above, which teretz does he bring down? He brings down only the first teretz of the Balamar. And not like the other Rishonim, not like the Magen Avraham brings down four teretzim, not like the Magen Avraham brings down by us two teretzim, he brings down only one teretz, no boss on Shabbos. That means the Mishnah Berurah does paskin against the Mishnah Berurah, but the Balamar's first teretz is no bosses on Shabbos. And my father passed like this, he says. So the Maisa, if we had this Pesach, we had a question, we point down, L'chor, my father's against before Shesugya. The Gemara, by the case of Shura Kais, the Gemara in Beya says, that you want to invite a Goyan Shabbos, and you can drink inside wine, and a little Purim inside, you can't go invite him, because what happens, can you leave behind Purim, this could be a case that's Graf Shabbi, one with Tautlet, ain't nothing Graf like Achila on Shabbos. That means you want to Tautlet this cup, with Purim behind. So the Gemara, you cannot be metatal only to the heter of graf. Why can't you be metatal? It's a bus on Shabbos. Bus on Shabbos does not apply kun v'balamor. The Gemara says you, clearly you cannot be metatal something. That's a bus on Shabbos. Says the Chaznish, he wants to answer, you say that we spoke out, something called chetzi buses. We saw already that the bi'alocha, tzimun shintes, sivdalit. He brings down the gate to your bayit hamashiach and says you plan to remove something on Shabbos. The loch is it only matters near and asses total. Want to separate the idea of bosses. Want to matter near and asses total. So then the gate is the sugya of by us by kani the umni. You want to shake it off the pillows slowly on the floor. That's the case of near. Have taken the cup of the proof inside place to place. That's the case of total. Or come along that we can pass that the loch of no boss on Shabbos according to chanish shat from the balmor is only the gate to near. And not negate the total. And Bez Hashem will get to other Mishmur that seem to agree to this chalik. And the Mishmur understands that even though we pass like the Balamod, there's no bus on Shabbos, that's only negate the sugya of near, not negate the sugya of total. The fifth point comes along the Balamod, he says. But let's say you want to leave it upon it all day over here. The Maisi, you want to have a heter. That means, Magavom wants a taino. If you want to leave it on all day, you have a heter. It's not, we shouldn't want taino. Heftsim move his motor. Who disagrees? The Balmo is running clearly. Call you and be osir. That means the Balmo has a cool in the chumor. He says the Shah is motor without any heftsim. And call you is osir, even heftsim rubo. Both of them are not like either Makarvam or not like Aloko. He goes on further and says, if so, what's the chiddush of the sugya? We have inkling little. The inkling nittle is gemaisa be mutter, is be also by case of a hefsimut. Now, that's his story that we are coming on Ban to argue. Says, Maisa, the idea of a hefsimut, a person cannot move a kli, says that Ban, his words are very clear. All kelim cannot move for no reason, even a hefsimut. The raya, by tzolosh and mutter, we have no heter. The sugi be also by membeis and beis. That means they point out that Ban is saying, all kelim shalit tzarech can move. I mean, back we mentioned already this halacha and simich and ches of dalit. All kelim believe Torah cannot move. Where they're coming from, they point out the Rashi, the Rambam. They point out the Mufarshim Ramban over here believe Torah l'maisi cannot move, and he calls like membeis. And he points out also that even there's a drop of a hefsel over here, nichel again shlele tzarich, again not like Aruch Hashulchan. Aruch Hashulchan says choose to go do something, nichel again of tzarich. What it sounds like the case of Aruch Bol is also nichel again of shlele tzarich. And not like a heter the Shulchan Gemara that says that something came that the Tiyum and Tashmish the Mice has a heter over here. The seventh point comes along the Balamar. He says even though it comes along that Lachor we should pass like a Yitzchok, at the end of the day numerous Rayas we don't pass like a Yitzchok. Then he goes on further three more stages over here. But I think we just went through seven things that Balamar said, each one that came across through this man, which is very important. Also, Maisa, do we pass like Zalocha and Klinitel El Devanitel? So, Maisa, the others want Maisa to be Machmer. Again, it seems like clearly from our Sugim and Gimel Beis that if Sheshi said, go tell Bitzchok that Huna passes like this. And therefore, the Izzy Rain and the Izzy Rabbeni, you know this rain, or Zuro, Gos, Mordechai, Rabban, all this. Tzad HaSheni, very clear, the Beis Seishim of the Big Three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh do not pass like this way. And therefore, the Rebbe Shem does not go like this way. And therefore, the Taz, Ba'os, and Rish Ayin Zayin by Tashmish, you get Yontim does not pass like this. And Mishmur, if you want six different times, we came across, we will come across. Paskin's not like a bit of inkling little eladova at all. So even though I went through numerous things to get to the lumpers over here, usually it's not negaya, because if you don't pass like it, again they point out, the if you go with the side over here, appointing Rashi, the machlekes of inkling little negaya to machlekes of Shimon and Behudo, if there's a concept of muksa, Allah Maisa, the numerous Shainim and Paskin that say negaya to Shabbos, the Gmon Beya da Bezam Alf, there's no muksa. Negate to Yontif, according to the Mechaber, there is Muksa. That's the Machma of Inklin, until negate the Sugya of Yontif. So they point out, the case of the Taz is discussing covering the narrative Tashmish on Shabbos vi Yontif. The Taz says, the Maise to be Mekel. The Rashman discusses covering the case of the Beit and the Voice of Kodesh. Maise writes over there to be Mekel in the case of negate the Sugya of Yontif. And therefore, the Mechaber also black, white, top, kufi, and gimel is Mekel negate to Yontif. So either not go to the Lumdus and Rashi, or not to worry about this Indian. Hagam in general is a people going to be down the Rashba of Machmer Tavla of Brocho. The person should be Machmer inside the Sugya of Enkli Nittul. Maisa Pais can take on Sai Shabbos and Sai Yontav Lamaiso, not to worry about Enkli Nittul El Adova Nittul. However, there are two times the Pais can maybe do bring it down. There's one fascinating one by Avraham in Hilchos Pesach. He discusses, they were saying over here, what to go do with your chametz inside your house on Yontif. Take it out and put it in your chotzer and then cover it. That's what he says. Now, we're saying in clean it all. Loch is clean it all. But oichel maisi kami matautol. Above it, carrot. In clean it all. It's not a clean, it's even worse than a clean. It's a case of an eitz. Case of a fire. Come on, Rav Avraham says, when it's worse than a clean, meaning, why in the world the Gemara is saying take out the chametz and put it in the chotzer? Just bring wood there and make a fire and burn the chametz in the altar. Just burn it. Why the world can we just take wood and burn the chametz? Why taking the chametz out and covering it? Take wood and burn the chametz. Says the Magavim Lachal Maiso, when it's worse than a case of clean, everyone agrees. Then agrees you cannot take eitz that's not a clean and cover the Maiso or bring it to your chametz and go burn it. Ain't clean it to the that's machloikis. But something that's not a clean, that's the kuli almo. What?
It's not
it's muksa, you have right to move it. But it's not a kli.
The mucha,
wood that's mukhan, but it's not a kli. I mean, the Shabbos would be a problem, and the Yontif is not a problem. Since it's not a kli, it's worse than the kli, you won't have had to go move it. Because, ma'am, what? No, Eichel has a head. Again, we're saying, forget. By Eichel, we want to say he has a head too. It's better because Eichel has a mila over a kli. But Eitz is worse in the case of a kli. That means kli is in between. Michael is better. Michael is no mux at all. But the kli that you have a right to go using Yontif. It's not a kli, you have a right to go using Yontif. It's worse than the kli. Why? It's mucham. Eitz is mucham for Yontif. Eitz is mucham for Yontif. Go burn Eitz is Yontif. It is mucham. But it's not a kli. Take wood. Go next to the chametz. Your kids can show you how to make fires.
Stage.
Why do you take fire and burning it?
Why?
I'll tell this Yontif. No, that.
You can't burn it.
Uri said, "Mitzvah to get a toich."
Maybe
mitzvah. That's what Rav Avraham says. Bring down Maram Lublim. Alok Lamai said that we do go like this. The other way around, which is a shiloh, let's say forget, ain't clean it all, dova nittle. So saying the dova nittle, we discussed it, the behemoth is dova nittle. Let's say forget, the dova nittle is a mace, the dova nittle is a case of an evan. Is that worse or not? So, the Achron discuss, again, the loch to you, they want to have a coin to Yitzchok, says Rav Yod, the Rav of the Mimi, Rav Yitzchok, he's only arguing the case with the clean. When it's a mace, maybe evan agrees. They shoot up from Godem. Mice, they point out that Lechura, we'll get the Beis Yosef Bezer Shem today, and we should bring down in the Dakim Moshe also, there would not be more mach in the case of a mace. I've been discussing why in the world we take a situation of a kicker or tinnik, speaks out their chayim, to bring for a mace. Mice, we don't pass like a Yitzchok. The one time that you don't pass like a Yitzchok, but for a mace, we do pass like a Yitzchok. That's when you dock a kicker or tinnik. We'll see Beis Yosef wants to argue that point. That commercial argument will not go this way. That means it comes out, Lalochu did not pass like a Yitzchok. One time we seem to be Choshish, they gave him the Dova Nittel is eights. And the other way, the Dova Nittel is also Mace. Machlik is Bivikil Paiskimami Mekel. Go back to the second Sugyo that we started off on the last time. The idea of Avata Klim Rachonai. It came out that we have a Yosef sheet over here. That the halach is a person cannot put a plate underneath an egg to capture the egg, automatically, but top of the mice he can. What comes out, the ikkum of the sugya and the halachim, the paskin paskin, that if it's miyad, it's mutter, the shah hefse muba, the kol yom it's ulcer. What happens if a person puts a plate underneath to capture the shemen, to capture the beitzel, but the shemen did not drip yet? The egg did not come yet. The person had a chiyah to remove his plate. Basically, the question over here is the Issa the Nesina? You put your plate there in this and the Nesina? Or the Nesina is a Tnai, then the Pula happens. The Pula did not happen yet, then take it away. Example, person puts a raw piece of meat on a fire. Did not get cooked yet. Avada, what do you do? I'm inside the raw piece of meat is not cooked, so you take it off. Why you take it off? The act, the event did not happen yet. What do you say? No. This is planting seeds in the ground. Agam, the seed will only take root on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So maybe the issue is in the Sina Shibai. Is the issue in the Sina? Or is the issue that we need it that's over here? So Mishul Mazalman, in Mincha Shloiman, Chelik Alf, he's a Mesopik. Mincha Shloiman, Chelik Beis, says to take it away. And Mishul Mazalman, in Shemir Shabbos, the Maisi said that those who want to say, you have a Chiyim, take it away. He quotes our friend about it. Maisi says, if Mokum Shoyi, you can leave it there. That means three different Mishul Mazalmans. Mesopik, take it away. Mishoyi, you can leave it there. Now again, he points out that our friend against him, the Forsha, Sam Sefer, at Slach, as far as them is against him, Betzim is a Pnei Shua, Mishai Pik. And Betzim, if you read the Bialocha and Simon Reisha Machain, Siv Dalit, he's going on the Mechamez Alocha by putting it there, Ba'oid Yoin, water, automatically. So it says the Bialocha, his words are, if you, even if you, I feel him over Nostra, you shall let him, you take it away. Now look at the Marmok was quoting from the Pirigonim, discussing on Shabbos also. I mean, again, Mishmur is causing an error Shabbos. But he's discussing even the case in Shabbos to take it away. I mean, it sounds like you should take it, argue Mishmur is often taken away. The question comes from one mitzvah svar, one mitzvah makor. Number one mitzvah svar, what is the issim of Akhtim Lachone? Last time we mentioned, it's either boin or saiser. Let's analyze it. You take a brick, you put cement on it, and you stick it to a wall. The loch is, let's say it's not hardened yet, it's not get glued on yet. Should you take the brick off the wall? About a year. If the Averi did not happen, the gate is to go boina, why do you take it off? If so, one rule shall plate be any different. Instead of Sharver, you put a plate there. If nothing fell inside, no shem, no beitza, why do you take it away? That's mitzvah svar. You think you should leave the brick on? You didn't do the act of boina yet. It didn't connect yet. It didn't get hardened yet. It didn't get glued on yet. Why do you take it off? You might have, you did not even, it's the Reis official. The Reis official was not done yet. You want to tell me maybe you're even the Sina of the Rabbanon, but the Reis official, it wasn't my Vashal. How could even this is the Reis of? You tell us, sorry. That's Mitzal Sugyo Mukti asking. We hear Mitzal Boino. You take a brick and you take cement, put it onto the wall. It's not getting hardened yet. You tell me you have no chim, take it away.
It's not
muksa. Again, as muksa, you say, but as boino, binyan. Mitzal, the sugyo, the Mishnah says, you should not put a kli to mekabel on Shabbos, but ba'oid yoim is mutter. Ba'oid yoim is mutter. It says, Yashi l'nicho shom, to leave it there. So the Torah has a question, why in the world, the Mishnah say, b'loshin b'di'evet, you put it ba'oid yoim, you can leave it there. Lav dafko, one say, it should not be that way. Maisi kamul da'achoinim, kim gonim, shayipik, sasemes, Rashi is saying, on Er Shabbos, l'nicho shom, leave it there. But on Shabbos, you take it away. The woman died from Rashi, l'alochit, you take it away. Besim is me'iri and dafim beis, by also in the sugyo, discusses when you have a case of things dripping inside from anyway your nair on top to your candelabra on bottom. He says, the loch is, since this kli underneath is oimilakach, therefore you might think you have to remove it, but since oimilakach, leave it there. So it's sugyo of oimilakach. So he says, again, the Miri says, since it's made to be captured, this thing, you have a right to leave it there. The Chuk Rabbi Yishonim and Paiskim say the loch is, and the Svar Shabbat is, when you do something, the correct and obvious is to take it away if it did not happen yet. This is the boina and the slicer. This is not putting it in that matziv. So again, Shlomo Zalman asks this question upon himself in the Malum Tishmir Shabbos. And still somehow he ended off, Bokum Shagid Yesh Lakal. And the Shulchan Shloimo, they're being done in the Oris in the bottom, who is Chayzer to be Machmer. Maisa, I looked it up on the new Shmir Shabbos, says he was a Chayzer. Don't know what happened over here. But the Svar Shabbat is the Maisa that a person would have to take it away. Now, in Mavata Kli Melacholoi, again, we have the idea of the word Kli. What happens if something is a one-time use? Chad Pami, one-time use. That means, again, last time we started off discussing the idea of something that's Oymel Lekach, a garbage bag. How can you put your diaper inside? Most boys can want to know, to put a diaper inside your garbage bag, mice is Oymel Lekach, and therefore it's not necessarily get a Mavata Kli Melacholoi. There is a second story to discuss without Oymel Lekach. What about something that's a one-time use? A case of a tissue. That means, if you discuss a tissue, how do you use it on Shabbos? You blow your nose, now it's finished. You go to the bathroom, wipe yourself, it's finished. Why is that Mavata Kli Melacholoi? So if you hold the head of Oymel Lekach, of course you're right to go to the bathroom.
But those mice have a bayam tell oimer kach. What happens on the sugya of a tissue? How can you use it on the bathroom? You mice need to be vatikli mechon over here. So, there seems to be the two ideas. There's a concept over here. There's a difference when you destroy something versus using something. Losing is shamshus. Just call them a car for it. The Olam was machman Shabbos not to open up bags of chips on Shabbos. They destroy the bag. They rip it apart. They take out the chips. Maisa, you mavato kli. You destroy the bag. How in the world you destroy the bag as chumro? You mavato kli machomai. Now the bag cannot be used anymore. For example, the loch and simon shini gimel shini dalid. We know in bin mister bekalim. We pass the chumro hani milim be mustiki. So mustiki, you come along, you can destroy it and smash it. No problem. But can you put some oil inside, put an egg inside? Swaina, Caesar. Let's take it a step further. Who holds aim being mysterious but kalim and all kalim? Rashi. Rashi is they take any kli and smash it on Shabbos. Who says boin and Caesar? Logically, machonai? Rashi. So Rashi says you want to take a kli, a bowl, and smash it, beseder. Take a bowl and put some shem inside? Whoa, about the kli. So you say to the kli, that's terrible over here. How can you do that over here? You could tell me the bowl in the Mishnah is on the floor. Maybe it's Mechubal Karko. Pasha is the case of the Mishnah is on the Shulchan. Everyone discusses the Shulchan. You want to say the Shulchan, it's all from the Shulchan. So you're putting the bowl, it's being attached somehow to the table, which is a kli to kli. Come on, Rashi, but you can destroy the bowl and destroy the Shulchan. But you can attach one to another. So, but this question upon Rashi, though, is Ruas' question. Yes, how in the world Rashi holds Ein Bina Mestir Bekelim? Yet, Mavati Kli Mechonai. So he says, you know why? Because Ein Bina Mestir is Deraiso, but the Din Rabbanon, you cannot destroy Kli Rabbanon. A lesson of Tzarek Shabbos, you know why? Mavati Kli Mechonai. Ein Chalami. Mavati Kli says you cannot destroy it. Also, Ein Bina Mestir, that's Deraiso. But Mavatikli, you cannot destroy a kli. Olam Makom Tzarek Shabbos.
Seis
is worse than Seis. Seis is the same thing. Olam Makom Tzarek. Maiso, very susm over here in Rashi. He says, you'll have to come on to get a Tzarek. He said, Kilgum Makom Tzarek, when I answer Rashi, Kilgum Makom maybe, Ulai. The Maiso, it seems to be another Mahalach, very susm, say that in Rashi, the Rishonim, is that the way Bishlam Zalman says, the idea of using the kli is the idea of destroying a kli. Two different concepts over here. Chazal say destroy a kli, according to Rashi, ain't been a steel, but kale, the mice is mutter. Rip chips, the mice is mutter. Mustiki, the mice is mutter. But to lose its use, when it's around, and use it tomorrow, the next day, but lose it on Shabbos, that's what Chazal asserted. That means Chazal was asking a kli that's always a kli, but to lose it is tamshus for one day. Mashenki destroy Kli Chazal did not aser. We see that clearly. The fact Be'ikid the place he was saying Muski destroy, Kli Gomer destroy. But to mevatel it, take away its tamshus, no. Destroy Kli, yes. Take away its use, no. Building upon that, what's the case of a tissue? What do you go do? You destroyed its use. When you use it, it's a no shon kiloi. That means take maybe a moshul over here. Something that's not a kli. Take a stick of wood, a smuch of a total. In that case, when smuch of a total, a stick of wood, there's no shame kli upon it. Is there an issa mevatel kli? Is there issa mevatel kli? So, in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, some of them prima gun discusses by when a person wants to take this kosh nishbro, this beam that broke, and you want to rest on top of the legs of the bed. The question over there is, can you rest on a piece of wood? So he wants to, prima gun wants to say, it depends if the idea is boino or seiser. It's boino, the maiser, maybe it's also, seiser will be mutter. But come on, the mogarov, it says, in the case over here, on the gate, a piece of wood, you want to taino. To rest on that is dummy the boino. You're taking a wood, that a gamma smuch in the total, but it's not a kli, looks like an active boino. Mishmur of Gizan, however, the taste of Shabbos, the El Rabbah says, the fact that smuch in the total, there is no problem there. Shekel Soif has a shame clean to get to total. Says the Sharitzian, those who want to be Mekel and rest this Koyo on top of something, the Shulchan Aruch says it's be Rofoy. Otherwise, Mevatel Kli Merkoloi. Says the Sharitzian, but let's say it's a case of not a Kli, but a piece of wood. That over here it's Mukhala Total, but it's a piece of wood. Can you rest it and be Taku on top of it, jamming in? That is there a din of Vato Kli on a piece of wood? So you bring down the Prima Gona wants to be Mekel. On a piece of wood, he wants to be Mekel. Says the Mishabura, no, I disagree. On a piece of wood, Levanis also, you know why? Loy plug. Even on a piece of wood, the mice are loy plug. So come to, we have the log over here, but the fact that something is not a Kli, as Vato Kli Mechon in loy plug Chazal. So let's go back to the case of a tissue. The Chodeshani says to open the garbage bag, to put the diaper inside, he writes in the sefer, that's also from Vata Kli Mecholoi. And the Eitzi we said last time is make sure your garbage has something inside of it before Shabbos, it already is Mukto. So he wrote to him and asked him, if so, how in the world do you use a tissue on Shabbos? He wrote back to us, a tissue is not a Kli. We wrote back to him and said, tissue is not a Kli, either Sharitin that you yourself bring down is but not a Kli, is Vata Kli Mecholoi. He wrote back to us, you know why? In case you're using a tissue, it's a no-show kiloi. It's time for a kiloi. It's not like a kiloi you use over and over. Besem, he's making this kilik over here. He wants a taino. It's something that you destroy. It's not nichol getting vatik klima konoi. You can use a tissue, there's no problem. A bag that you use for a couple of hours or for a day, that's called take away to stamshus. That lemaisi wants to answer. We're asking a tissue. Lemaisi. It could be that when he said it's not clear, that's what he meant. I'm not sure if that's what he meant when he answered us the first time. It could be that's what he meant. He meant it's not a clean, negir to ideas and no show kiloi. Maybe that's what he meant, ulai. But Maisa, Shaitzi said, not a clean is not a heter enough. You have to be moist to it. Not a clean, the fact that he comes to destroy it, Maisa, that's why it's mutter. Sorry? I'm not sure. I mean, you can argue the tissue is a shame clean. He's saying it's a no-shel kiloi. The shimushel kiloi. Shimushel kiloi and mice is motor. Destroying something, mice is motor. Now, building upon this, you could really declare if you have a vat kli machonai on oichel, you have food and you put something on top of it. You lock it in place. Is that a bit of kli machonai? The Chodeshani wants to taino, writes it safer. Like plug, like piece of wood, hood in oichel. Shomazam says, as a pellet, say oichel is mice, now it's vat kli, it's not a kli over here. Question, how far do you take the shari tzian? We have Yisrael, to a term why a person can use a garbage bag. You look at the Shmir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman, says, you know why I can use a garbage bag? Two reasons. Number one, he says, Oymel Kach. And number two, he says, it's a no show kilo. He puts it that way. Now, Chutzal, he says, no, he wants to find the idea of using things over and over is not nechel in the getter of a kilo. It's not Shimush Kilo, not strong here right now. Now, also you mentioned the person, let's say he's eating on the table and he has these pistachio nuts that he wants to eat and put on top of his plate. Now, pistachio nuts, as far as I know, the shells are not ready to any behemoth to go eat. Therefore, it's muksamak meskufre le kule almo. Now, let's say you have dishes on your table. That means chapami plates, I see, is a mavucho, it has the head of oim lekach. That means I see them being down, the Shmir Shabbos wants to say this way. And the Bidam Moshem of Osner, Mr. Pobon, they want to know the Chapami place in the Gedev Oim Lekach. Again, those want to argue that's not Oim Lekach. It's Oim for food, and Agam has their stamptious. Question is Oim Lekach or Yuch Lekach? Let's make it simple. Standard place in the house, there's dishes, you have regular dishes there, and you want to put the shells on top of your dishes. Your dishes are not made to hold shells on top of it. Not made for that reason. If so, does the person have a heter to put pistachio nuts on his plate? Now his plate to metalkal, you can't. And now you're mevatel kli mechonai. Are you mevatel your plate from being moved, and you cannot put your shells on top of your plate? And Besson really has two questions. One we'll discuss now, but the second question is also, once we have the shells on the plate, how in the world do you pick up the plate and metalkal it? That means if you have a hetev graft, very simple. But let's say you have no hetev graft. For example, let's say the Shalom Zohar. Person sat there, ate pistachio nuts, left on the plate. He leaves, someone else comes. Is that really graft on the table? No, everyone's coming for the next hour or two. Can you pick up that plate and put it in the garbage? Pashas, not. We'll get to Orcha Shabbos, where he says, yeah, where he argues the Mishnah Berurah. Pashas, you can't do that. Separate sugya. The get us, when you put the pistachio nuts on the plate over here, is that mavatakli? So when they answer the question of Yashiv, he said l'chura, if you can minar miyad, we know miyad is mutter, l'shoah hefsimubo, and kol yom is ulcer. If you can minar miyad, l'maiset is mutter. Now they point out, minar miyad means, if you can be, shake it off miyad. That means if it's laugh, you can't minar miyad. If your mother's watching, or your wife's watching, pasha is not nichel get a minar miyad. Why they say there's a reason why you put it into the plate. Yosef points out, you read the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, what's the idea, the concept of Lasha? What's the lumpness behind it? What defines the get of Lasha? We pointed out that Miyah means right away. Lasha means you shake it off 10 seconds, the Zichel get Lasha only has to move up. So Graz seems to understand the idea of Lasha is that Smuchach, they're putting it there for a reason to hold it. It's very clear why you put the pillows and blankets when the Kalim fell off, because you want it to be held there. So it's very clear why a person has a plate on the table. You put the shells on the side on the tablecloth, put the shells in the plate. It's very clear a person as Maisa Mechir Chalav, he's putting in the plate to be a mensch. What's a Maisa Mechir Chalav, you're putting it for a reason, that's nichol get of the Sha'ah. Says Megillah Sefer himself, if that's what the study of the Graz is, every time you put shells in your plate, you have a question, it's talking about Vata Klima Chalai. Therefore, there is a Benish Chai that writes, putting shells in your plate on Shabbos is Mevatel Kli. Shai Dablitsky goes this way, Rav Yosef, and the Shemir Shabbos, the new prince, writes twice, putting shells inside your plate, you even is a Mevatel Kli. Rav Strumach, Megillah Sefer, Rav Berkowitz, they come along and say, how in the world are putting shells inside your plate? The Shaila is, but we do, what's our Eitzah, what can we go do over here? So true, there are those who want to argue, Rav Shavim wants to tie the whole idea of Mevatel Kli is only geir to your mom and saving a shem and saving an egg. For the Maisa, putting shells in your plates is for you, how you eat. What's a mechalik and mechadish? It's not nifl get a mevatel kli. Massive chiddush over here. Baruch Shabbos, the way he wants to answer, how are you putting shells inside the plate? Says, because a person go take a plate, pick it up, go travel to the garbage, and put it to the garbage. So since it meant right away, you have a way to get it off and put it into the garbage, even not nifl get a mevatel kli. The baya, of course, against the sugya. Since we know the courage for it, the sugya says, when you have this pillow blanket, you shake it off slowly, it does not happen miyad. So also, let's have some rubo. Void maisam and chichalov, you put it inside a plate for a reason. Pashas are for Shabbos, it's mamash against the sugya, against the yisaychavoy. No, he's saying that Rashi says you can shake it off on the table. He says you can pick it up, bring it to the garbage, and take it, put it over there. Maisa, we see the Gemara's, we know the Makar, the Gemara, you shake it off slowly, it's not enough. Void, second problem is how the world is picking up, putting in the garbage. As total mukso, nearest mutter, total mice is ulcer. Can he hold me the shitosai? The mice look for the passion for the mishpah. We have no way to metatle it. Oh, so what's the eitzah? Very simple eitzah. Instead of Berkowitz, very simple eitzah. Instead of Shmir Shabbos, very simple eitzah. Make sure in your plate you have a fork. Make sure in the plate you have food. You have lechem there. The mishpah writes, but also some race of vav. It's called vav. That you case the bowl. Want to capture the shemen? You have heter inside, there's no problem. When the isser and heter is more chosh than the isser, make sure on your plate you have a fork there, then put your shells there, no problem. Building upon this, if that's the isser, what do you want to go do? So now you have your fork there, you have the shells there, no problem. They come, they bring out the watermelon, you want to pick up your fork and get the watermelon. Now what? I mean, your mother doesn't let you put the shells on the plate, on the table. And your mother won't let you take your hands for the watermelon. What's your eitzah? So the eitzah is you wait till your mother goes to the kitchen, take, right? But what's your eitzah? What are you going to do?
Two forks.
But what are you going to do? So Maisa really leads to another question. Is there an eitzah being goyim mevatikli mechonai? Next to you.
Or just waste one pistachio.
Oh, fine. Good. But the question is that what you have to go do? You finish all the pistachios. So, what's the halacha of being goyim mevatikli mechonai? That means, in essence, you're not being mevatel. You're picking up the fork. So first you have to realize that every bit of kli mechonai is only a grama. You put the plate there, and then the oil drips a half hour later. That gets laid an hour later. Right? Every bit of kli mechonai is a grama. However, we see over here, we seem to have a heter. So let's divide what it says by us in the Mishnah Magavam to halakim. There's something called a grama on Erev Shabbos. Starts on Erev Shabbos and the grama on Shabbos. That means we have a case where a person, Erev Shabbos, he has a table, he has nears on top, he has a, he put Erev Shabbos, he put a bowl underneath the table. came along the Mariel, wrote down Magavram and the Mishnah Berurah, and says on Shabbos you want to move away the table, and then the Ner will drip the Shemen inside the bowl, that Lamaisa is Mutter. That means what happened? You go Mevat Kli Machanai by moving the table on Shabbos to Mevatel the bowl. That Lamaisa is Mutter when you start the process on Erev Shabbos. One case. But it happened Dafk in Erev Shabbos. The second case of Erev Shabbos that we came across, the Sugan Daf Kufim Bezom and Aleph. The Gemara writes over there a person has a Chavis with Tumor and Tahara inside. The Gemara discusses how to metal to the Chavis. Let's take out the Tahara and leave behind the Tumor. That means again, you have a Chavis, you have Kelim and Tome and Tor, Paris Tome and Tor. Says the Gemara, take out only the Paris and the Tor. Frek Tamiri, I am a Vata Klima Chonoi. How in the world to take out the Torah and you leave the Tamil behind the Mavatul the Kli? Says Mimi, you know why? It's the Gromo. The Pula stopped before Shabbos, came on Shabbos to take out the Torah. The fact that he took out the Torah and left the Tumah behind, that's the Gromo. It happened in Mela. And then with the Paiskim, the Chodashani, and the Shemir Shabbos, Chaim of Shabbos, others all come along and say very clearly, a Gromo that starts in Erev Shabbos, the Maisa's Mutter. A Gam, that I do point out, the Chiddush is the Miri over the Maril. A big difference over here. The case of the Maril, what is a Gromo? The definition of Gromo means you do something now, and something happens 10 minutes later, half hour later. The concept called Bitka de Mayo. We do something now, it happens Miyad. You go over to a light switch, and you push a button, the light goes on. Gromo. Gromo on Shabbos, Mutal Mokim, have something to me. It's a Gromo. Happened Miyad, Bitka de Mayo. That means the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, person has water by a dam, and there's a piece of wood holding back the water. You take out the piece of wood, and the water comes down, out, called Bitka de Mayo, holding up the dam. Since it happens miyad, you're responsible for it. That means a person underneath the water, and he dies, you have skill for it, an act that you did. A Gemara, something happens later on, Bitka de Mayo is miyad. They point out the case of the Maril is be'etim, a case of, that happened later on, that's a real Gromo. And therefore, it's Mutter either could not be Daim, or second reason the Mishmur says, it's not Miskavin, the Mokavam, not Miskavin. The case of the Me'imi, what happens? You take out the Taharo, and Miyad, it comes Tomei. It's Miyad. You are going with that Miyad, which is really the case of Bitkin and Maya, and still the Me'imi and the Paiskim want to be Mekel. Because all start from before Shabbos. That was Shabbos one time, the only reason why it's Mutter, it's not Gromo, is Nechel get him any Miskavin. That means Mishmur had two reasons. Mishmur said one reason is the Gromo, a second reason because Einim is Kalvin. This is a moment out of speaking of Einim is Kalvin, but it's going to happen in Erev Shabbos. Building upon that, this past Shabbos in my house, my son came to Shabbos, and he always brings along with him his Shabbos talis. This Shabbos he's not bringing along the Shabbos talis, just to orient to the sugi over here, and discuss, can he take out his my weekday talis and leave behind in the bag my tefillin? Was he going to be Gorim Vata Kli Merachonoi? That means he get involved, is it Tvilin Chasar and Kis? Is it Kli Shemach Isser or Kli Heter? Three choices. Then he get involved, is what's more Chosh over here? Do you look at Shabbos more Chosh of the Talis? Look at the weekday Tvilin. Each question is the Basel Isser Heter, Hester more Chosh of Isser more Chosh. Let's take on the most Chomdika choice. The Heter is more Chosh than the Isser, because the Talis you want right now, and the Tvilin Chasar and Kis. Let's take on the most Chomdika choice. If so, when you take out the talis, you mevatik the mechonai and left the tulum behind. Are you allowed to take out your talis on Shabbos? Again, my son, I'm sure Badassi left it behind. Just some other this question. The mice, they point out, there's a bag there that held my talis and tulum. I take out the talis, now there's a bag holding tulum. My tulum, if it's a sarkis, my father won't be a chosh and pira tulum.
It's like the same thing.
What? And now, so it comes along that my talis bag has my father's tefillin that he bought for me. That's very kosher. What? No, the talis. My talis is filled inside one big bag. Most people have it inside one big bag. No, before it was the heter was more kosher than the iser. Let's say you go my Moshe Malach. Whatever you need on Shabbos is more kosher. Heter more kosher than the iser. Let's say again. Think on two chumers over here. Realize. And then you take out the talus, you left the only tefillin, mevatik the mechonai.
You can't move it?
Only tefillin.
You can still use the same option that before it has now, right?
No, it only has tefillin. Now the bag is holding tefillin. That's all it's holding. There's nothing else inside. So Maisa comes out, this is Mamish Shemiyui's case. That means any Malach you go with, Mishmua came along and says that it's Ein Miskavin, not Miskavin. It's also, you're coming to do, to take the Tahar out, coming to take the Talis out. They were the Maisa's motor. Right, according to me, the Maisa's motor. That means, Rav Halberstam, when they asked him this question, you want to tie the Yitzhulun Klishimach L'Isser. I will get about the Shiloh by Klishimach L'Isser, is definitely get a boss and not boss. It's Mavatically, not Mavatically. It's a big Shiloh. But the way, simple, the way how Chaim wants to answer is definitely get of Gromo. Rav Yosef definitely get of the Miri. And therefore, any Malach you go with, according to Mechor Shem Iri, the Maisa says motor. And therefore, I did not see any safe that says it's a problem. They discuss the question. But at the end of the day, the Chura is definitely getter. As soon as it started from Erev Shabbos, came Shabbos, allowed to take your talis out. However, let's say a case, a second group, that happens on Shabbos. That means you have to realize, my real case is what? You have the table there, put the bowl underneath Erev Shabbos. Why did the Myril not say, put the bowl underneath on Shabbos? And then an hour later, move the table away. Prima Gom says, Tzorachi and why? Maisa the grass says, Meduyuk, and see the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Meduyuk, that the Aloch is Dafka and Erev Shabbos, you're right to be Goyim something. But on Shabbos, the whole idea of Bidduk Klima Chonoi is anyway the whole Sugya is a Grama. And the Maisa come along to do it on Shabbos should be a problem. Leave the Aruch HaShabbos, Megillah Sefer, the Taino, to be Goyim something on Shabbos, that's any Bidduk Klima Chonoi, to be Goyim on Shabbos, the Maisa, that's also. If so, maybe it's because on Erev Shabbos, the Tomb of Tower is there. And now you're coming on Shabbos to take away the heter. That means again, put the bowl there before Shabbos and take away the table. What are we taking away? We're not touching the bowl. We're touching the table. Taking away the table on Shabbos is mutter. We can't touch the bowl. We're not touching the thing that we're coming to ask over here. If so, you have a plate over here you put on Shabbos. You put your shells there, you put your fork there. Can you take away the fork on Shabbos to get your watermelon? The chor kohen the guys are for sure going to be a problem. I see Mishlom Mizamu might say he wants to make it, Maklo, what he's saying for. Pashas is, it's Mamash the case of Mariel, except it happened on Shabbos. And the grass says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, to an on Shabbos, the mice is a problem. What? Mariel says, no, Mir's case is again, when do you put the Easter was there? Everything. No, Mir's case, everything is before Shabbos. It took out the heter on Shabbos. He's not touching the thing that he asked it on Shabbos. He put a plate there on Shabbos. And they put their shells on Shabbos and they focus it on Shabbos. Take away the heter on Shabbos. Everything was on Shabbos. So I'm leaving Issa behind. My real case is Erev Shabbos.
It's much worse than
I'm saying it's also right. I'm saying it's worse than Mariel, worse than Me'iri. And my Me'iri and Mariel is causing Erev Shabbos. That's why their case is a motor. Causing on Shabbos, says the Gra, says Aruch HaShulchan, for there is no heter on Shabbos. Why? Because as far as every Mevatik Klima Chonai is the Gromo. Everybody is a grumble. And we're asking here. Putting the bowl there, the camel shaman on Shabbos half later is also. What's even the grumble is this way? We're taking your fork off. Maisa, and that's even worse. If Bitchkin Maya happens beyond, Chor should be also. So again, I see Rishon Zamani wants to be Matriot. Maisa, a pistol should be also. How do you get the watermelon? My father said two forks. We'll put it inside your plate. Not the pistachio, not. Put something else there. But otherwise, I thought you have a baya. It's on the Sukhim of Vatakli. Another case we start discussing is the idea of air conditioning water. You have an air conditioner that the atmosphere goes inside. Due to technology, it changes the atmosphere into water. And what the Achronim call, it's not just Neulid, it's Neulid Gomer. That means the question is, the water that comes out of the air conditioner is a Mukta on Shabbos. So, you look around the Svarim, come on, everybody says, Nichol Gedev Neulid Gomer. Whether it's Shlomo Zalman, or the Debrecino, or Vosner, and others. Neulah Gomer, it's books on Shabbos. Shemir Shabbos, the new prince. He's very clear, it's Neulah Gomer. Once it's Neulah Gomer, it's books are, and sometimes what happens, it starts dripping the air conditioner inside your house. Can you put a bowl underneath to capture the water? Was that Mavatokli? Says the Vosner, says the Chodeshani, to capture the water, the water is Muxer, the bowl is Muxer. Mavatokli Mecholai, it's Osir. Now, if it's a case over here, that'll cause a graft. And it'll be a case of Mokmehefsid. If he has two things over here, we know where that'll look at the Simit Shilam and Hay. If it's both, it's mutter. I mean, if you just had a gedder of graf, it won't be mutter. Why? Because if it's a gedder of graf, to create a graf on Shabbos, now allowed to ein oisin graf l'chatchilo. We need the idea of a graf, and Almai can tell me, you know what, I'm going to make a graf, but I'm not going to metatel, that's pedukli mechonoi. That means to create a graf on Shabbos, you don't have to also, because either you metatel, you're not allowed to, not going to metatel, mevatatli. If it's graf, what? Oh, no, I'm saying monitor. What are you doing over here? You want to leave the whole Shabbos?
Yeah.
The whole Shabbos? No, that's what, let's call it yoim.
So what are you going
to... You put a bowl there and it'll fill up all the whole Shabbos. You want to take this big bucket, put it there, leave it there for the next 20 hours. I'm saying it's also, right? I'm saying it's also. But if it's a graf and a hefsid, there'll be mortar. There's no... That means, let's say it's a small bowl. An overflow, create a hefsid and a graft, then you'll have a heter. But usually it's not a graft and a hefsid, and therefore you won't have a heter. So what's the etzer? So be sure over here, a lamdan, you said, what are you talking about? Very simple. Put water inside, then the extra water going, dropping inside, come a bottle, and now what do you have? You have heter inside. Lami metaltle it, come a bottle. So locha and simon shilam and heber os, and your day is simon kuf beis. We had the klal, you said put water inside from the sink. Water, regular water. Then put water from the ikdash that's dripping inside. The lock of the droplets that go inside is a kama bottle. And therefore, no problem. Shalom Yisrael. What? You're saying kama bottle. I'm sorry? Yeah, heter. Inside. And this droplets, and even the case over here that's rave, so much more wants to make, right? But bittle, whatever. What? Yeah, had to an isser, because let's say. Well, if neither one, both of them are talking in the garbage, no, there's no more one chush over another. They're both garbage. Well, let's make it worse. The look is the mice that chura is not true. So, get about Eimavat Isser is not negate to Achilo or negate something you throw out in the garbage. It's a good question, Eimavat Isser. We apply it to. By burning wood over here. Malcolm and Sarah, I hear. But it's different cases. Maisa, maybe you did be. It depends when you. I'm not sure how to answer that question. Not clear. But all that from this class, put water inside. Maisa, they point out the lock is by. I feel by Elfloy bottle, we do not say when something is. Don't shish the matir. This thing is muksa on Shabbos, and then the rest of the life is going to be mutter. So chura, water inside water, is mimba minoy, don't shish the matir, and then the lochid, I feel a bit elf like bottle. It'll come out that all the water should be now noilid. All the water is noilid, again, you cannot move it. So it says the Nishma Shabbos and the Urcha Shabbos brings down your eight to put water inside. It says to say this eitzer is not so. Because the dover sheish lo matir mimim mina if you have an elf lay bottle, Rav Berkowitz says cannot say this eitzer. Rav Karp says he can't say this eitzer. The mice I see Obiashiv and Dan Fisher give this eitzer put water inside. For a long time, thought it's a bomb kasher. How do you answer it? So the new Shmir Shabbos is Yitzim Chaim Kievsky this question. He says the klal is mimim mina if you have an elf lay bottle and mimim mina min shloy b'mina is not the way. So there's something called air conditioned water. Called regular water. There are two different shamus over here. Two different shamus, they were the look at the bottle. Bell dig it in. So, the gate devil should my tirim. The look go after the shame. He said that's May Mazgan. Massive Kiddush over here. Mice, it's hard to understand this side over here. How to say May Mazgan is a different min over here. A second eight, so. How Rav Ozer wants a tiner, at least in pencil print reading, depends what. You want tiner, put in something that is ain't a minoy. Put orange juice inside, put mitts inside. Then the maestro will be bottled. The genevalve, I'm maestro that gets filled up more with the case of air conditioned water over the case of the mitts you put inside. So you say, chayz of an air, bishmuva us and simmish shin lam and hay, brings down the mug of rum, and says, the sermach on the sheet of kuf lam and alad, then we won't say chayz of an air. Another issue they discuss, can you put, like, let's say over here, put something solid. Put inside this bowl over here, put a fork, put a toothfish can. So the numerous parts can bring down that each are putting something inside solid. But then you really have to learn the sugya of bosses, which Baruch Hashem will get back to. The boss only means when this thing is being mishamish, the thing inside of it. Let's say it's a joke, it does not belong there. Just example. Person has leichter that has an eren tach. I want to talk to the leichter. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang my tie on the leichter. And therefore the leichter is going to shamish my tie. That's a Reisman's mushroom. That's a joke. Your leichter is not being mishamish the tie. Shemish has to be something that belongs there. Therefore, instead of Verkut, put a tuna fish can inside a bucket. That's the joke. It doesn't belong there. It has to be something that belongs there. Come to mishamish it. You have two things there. Isser and the Hector. The Hector writes the Isser, right to go metalkal. That means you'll get to the locha. Lot place can argue those who put a diamond ring on your tray of a leichter. Lot place can say, put a bracha there, put a, something there, but diamond ring is no shaykhis. This doesn't work. One thing, one thing. Matter it. A lot of strong say it does not work that way. That's not the lumnus over here. Sorry? No, it's something that belongs there. If it's a cup, yeah, the bowl, no, correct. Right, a cup, yes, bowl, no, correct. I mean, they get to single buses, the eight of them, they get this ideal here. Put a water up, Chaim's massive Kiddush. Put a mitzvah, has to be something that belongs there. A fork, a spoon, tuna fish thing, it also has to be something that belongs there. Otherwise, it will not work. Tershin is mux on Shabbos. It's cliche, it's a problem, I think. Another thing to get to this air conditioner water, they discuss people when they set up the air conditioners, they run the air conditioner, the water that's dripping, into the toilet tank. And especially go to do more shuls, the water is being run to the toilet tank, the gyra. They point out, Lahore, the water is going inside the water, and therefore I feel the airflow bottle, and Lahore to go use the water being mishtamish on the muksa, and therefore not use the water on Shabbos. That means the Issa question of Shai Belitsky and Rav Ephraim and Rav Zil Orbach, they come along with Meister Aser. They have to offer the B'chai Kriyevsky. Shalom Yonis, and he says, the Meister is Matin. I have no idea why he Matin before. I can't remember why he Matin before. Teret says, we know why. The Shitosai. Heel, May Mezgan, is different shame than the water inside the toilet tank. That's toilet tank water, that's May Mezgan water. But again, it's a massive Kiddush. Come out with this Kiddush, can Matin this thing. If you go without this Kiddush, according to the water is running from the air conditioner to the toilet tank, to Mishtamish with the non Shabbos is a problem. One last point. What? Oh, so there's one save one time this far of Nicker, not Nicker. We have the look at Simon Shinlam and Hay that says something that's not Nicker goes straight from the vat back inside the grapes inside itself is not Nicker. To say that's for, I think, lack of understanding of the idea of Nicker. Because through the pipe is Nicker. The fact that my eyes can't see it, a lot is Nicker in the pipe. That means it went from the air conditioner through the pipe that's Nicker that I physically can't see that went inside the toilet tank. That's definitely going to be Nicker. Everything's dripping out of the air conditioner going somewhere. That means it dripped into the world that my eyes can't see, but it's Nicker in the world. That means in most cases by the grapes, when it gets squeezed, the grapes inside the wine. The moment it comes out of the grapes, it goes inside the wine. It goes straight. Here it's going through a pipe. Whether you need enough, but I feel bad for the bottle. And therefore, the toilet tank is a bottle. One last point. They get to the signal of the clear. Do we say by Kli Shemalakal Isser? That means, in most cases, the base Shnoilad, the case of a Shemin, the Taisis, the Gudaima. These cases are Muxamach Meskufai. By Kli Shemalakal Isser, do you say, or make a Baya Mavata Kli Mechonai? That means, for example, let's say a person has a case, there are really two cases over here. You have a case of Kli Shemalakal Isser, you want to put a top of Muxamach Meskufai. You have a case over here, you have Kli Heter, they want to put Kli Shemalakal Isser on top. Two separate cases. Take one at a time. You have a Kli Isser, you have over here your cell phone, and you want to put money on top on Shabbos. So we saw already the people going to discuss this question that the Lechor depends if it's Boyne and Sayyid versus Muxo. It might still be a lot by Osir, Ray Samach brings it down. And says Avad it's Osir. Because at the end of the day, it went from being Mutter Zarkufa Mekaimai, now it's a Bosses. And it's also Zarkufa Mekaimai, but Vatikli Mekaimai. That means Kli Shemata Isser. Put it underneath something that's Mukh to Makhmas Kufai, which Rua says the Mice is Osir. Blood Safe Akert. The other way around. A person that has a Heter and wants to put a Kli Shemata Isser on top of it. So, of course, it has to happen this past Shabbos that my wife's computer was left on my son's bed. Now, my wife's computer is not Ksarin Kiss. You could argue the point in the case is Ksarin Kiss and other people's computers. My kids all use my wife's computer. It's on my son's bed. So the question was, the person we wanted to go do was take it from one bed, kick it off onto the lower bed, kick it off onto the pillow, and then onto the floor. My mistake in most cases going to be pillow, one onto another, onto the floor. The question over here was that, can you go do that? You mevatel the next bed. and then you get mevatel the pillow, and then put it on the floor. Is there a problem? Now, Pashas is, even if the computer was chesor and kis, still you even had to go do it with your foot, because the mevatel l'shaw, and l'shaw has to move, but the mice is mutter. I said, with your foot. Totally good for you. That's near. That's near. What do you want to do? You're picking up the mattress? That's what you do with this. Push it with your foot. That's being practical. Being practical, one person stood on the bed and pushed it with the foot onto the lower bed. That's what happened. Now, in the get if you kiss, for carrot, it's l'shaw, it has to move off. But since this, you have to start claiming, is my wife really has to move off? Interesting. Marsh has to move it, and the shem to, and the other side is what? It's has to move. What are the two sides over here? What's the get of it has to move off? L'maiso, this question. Yeah, is it a bit of klima chani? From the bed to the next bed. Yeah, l'sho for a moment, and then the pillow. Yeah.
But you always bet
him
to be coming anyway.
Oh, that's the question. Is there a vata kli? Because tzarich kumi klami la move it, but not mecham l'sel. Is there a bit of klima kli shemak l'sir? That's the question. Is there such a concept out there? What? It's not miyad. The Gemara says shaking off slowly is not miyad. They're not kicking off quickly. They're moving slowly. That's Mamash Gemara's case. So by the case of Kani de Omni, the Rishonim discussed, what Muxa is Kani de Omni? There's bloodletting objects. Is it Muxa Machmas Kuvay, Chesor Kis, Muxa Machmas Miyaz, Kalish Machal Isser? Come look at Rabban. Rabban says you cannot say it's Kalish Machal Isser. Why? Because no bit of Kli because why can move it? Says a Talmud or a Ban another Rishon. What are you talking about? A Ban there is. It's also Mecham Letzel. So a Ban versus Talmud argues by Kli Shemalak Le'Isser is in the category of Mavata Kli Mechonai. Come on, look at the Shani. He wants to pass like the Talmud or a Ban and say there is a Bayah. If that's so, there is a problem. Let's take even a step further. Is it Mavata Kli Mechonai on something that can move slowly to a klal? For example, you have a book, and put on top of it your mafteach, your keys, that kli shemak leheter. They cannot move slowly to a klal. Is that mavata kli? Because now my book, I cannot move when slowly to a klal. In my book, a buses to my keys to my house. Keys to my house, my say kli shemak leheter, but I can't move slowly to a klal. The book over here is kisa kishon oichel, is alamu slowly to a klal. Interesting thing to think about, to grapple with. The Maisa, the Rishonim Pashkim did not seem to go like this on Talmud Ramban. The Tosafot read, the Rashba, the Ritva, they come along and say, Circle, so please, Shema, it's a mutter, so kufa, umakoimai, and then the Shemir Shabbos does pass this way, till Dov pass this way. That Circle, so since you have a right, so kufa, umakoimai, is not nithil the concept of mavatakli mechonai. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, for people who want, there'll be a shir on the Tzar Bala Chaim, the Geta Asugo comes out over here. People who don't want, don't have to come. And afterwards, yes, because the sugi is Tzav L'chaim, the shir itself. Exactly. And then Be'ez Hashem was on the sugi of the Simon Shin Yud Aleph, the sugi of Kigotenek, of the sugi of Meitz. That's all for Rabbah.